You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, let's listen to some audio of Lane Johnson. James, number 2 and 3. Normally, James and I text a little bit more off the air.
We're a little off our game today, James.
A little off our game. It's okay. So this was interesting yesterday. Lane on with Spike, Ike, and the Boban guy. Afternoon show, training camp. And Lane talked about motivation and what motivates him. He's obviously going, as strong as he ever has, deep into his career. I thought this was an interesting answer. Here's Lane.
How do you continue to find that motivation to want to come back and be at the best of your abilities?
Yeah, I just, I'm accomplishing everything I wanted to in my 30s that I wish I would accomplish in my 20s. So I think the sense of urgency, knowing that, whatever time you have left, you're kind of coming to the end of it. So I think that motivates me. And also seeing guys that have played, really long time in the NFL, Jackie Slater, Bruce Matthews, Whitworth, JP, all those guys. So they, Trent Williams, those guys motivate me too.
So there's a lot in there. One of the things that struck me, he talked about being better in his 30s and his 20s, and he was really good in his
20s. Accomplishing what he set out to in his 30s instead of his 20s.
Yeah, which is rare. So I was trying to think about it. Who's done that in Philly sports?
Kelsey is the most obvious
example.
So
I got Kelsey and I got Zach Wheeler. Now, we didn't have Wheeler here in his 20s, but he's been better in his 30s.
It's a great example, no doubt.
Curt Schilling did it. Kelsey certainly did it. But it's a small list, guys.
It's a really small list.
Like, better in your 30s than your 20s? I mean, I'm sure there's some others we're missing.
I think it happens with quarterbacks a lot.
I would agree with that.
Ryan
especially
Dawkins?
The early 30s. I would agree with that.
I don't think Dawkins was better. He was good in his 30s. But
no, Doc was at his best, I think, in like the 2001 range when he's probably late 20s.
Yeah, but, I mean, the only position it really works for is quarterback.
I mean, Kyle Schwarber. I mean, early in his 30s, but his best 2 years have been, or best 3 years have been his 3 years in his 30s so far.
That's fair. But it is rare. It is rare.
Breaking the mold.
And I'll tell you this, Lane Johnson is going to end up very high on the all-time Philly sports list. Like, he's not going to be in the Dr. J, Mike Schmidt, Steve Carlton, Bobby Clark.
Is he ahead of Jason Peters?
Yeah, I think so.
As a Philadelphia athlete,
just as an Eagle, I'm talking. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, he's got two titles.
Yeah.
Like, that matters.
But let me ask you this. Is he better than Chase Utley?
Oh, man. Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer. Like, Chase is a borderline Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I think, he's probably better, right?
Let me ask you this. Is he better than Brian Dawkins?
Oh,
no, I'm serious.
Wow. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know
this. It's a question.
He's entered the conversation.
I think you have to say yes.
I mean, guys, their whole thing really has been based on the offensive line. What they've done from 2017 on, the main thing, and there's a lot of things, but the main thing has been the offensive line.
We're the only players who've made it through. Like, exactly.
I mean, maybe he's better than Doc. Maybe. I mean, he is.
I think when it's all said and done, we will all say that he you know, set the tone for this group that led this team to amazing path
it's amazing.
Of glory.
And he's got a shot for a third title, which no one has won a third title. You ready for this? In Philadelphia sports since 1913.
Wow. The Connie Mack A's?
Yes. The Connie Mack, I looked this up this morning. The A's won, they won in the late 20s and 30s, but that was only two. They won in 1910, 11, and 13. So whoever that group was, like Home Run Baker and whoever those guys
Al
were.
Al Simmons and all those guys.
Was he, I don't know if he was that one or the other one. But
I'm not sure.
But anyway,
he was around
1910, 11, and 13.
Mickey Cochran on one of those teams?
One of the two. But the point is, Lane Johnson has a shot to be a three-time champion, which has not happened, think about this, in over 100 years.
That's insane.
In Philadelphia sports. 100 years. Let's go to Gary right now. Actually, one more thing before we get to Gary. James, I want to play the third thing of Lane audio, because this was good to hear as well. How he feels. This is a big statement, and he gets right to the heart of it quickly. Listen to Lane yesterday with the afternoon guys on how he feels.
I feel better than what I did when I was 30, when I was going through all, you know, had my ankle issues. So now I feel like I'm, you know, able to be at my best.
At his best.
Wow, man.
Which
wow.
Kelsey was at his best in the last 3 or 4 years. That was the best Kelsey. If we're getting best of Lane, that's incredible.
I hadn't thought about that. The ankle issues caused, like, this is how he feels. Physically, he feels stronger than he's ever felt
before. That was a worry.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of discounted that. That's the kind of thing that we as fans, we really don't realize. It's such an arduous task to even, like, get out of bed some of those days when your ankles are wobbly and creaky and hurting. Yeah. Like, this, good for him.
Yeah,
good
no,
for him.
It's incredible.
Amazing what he's been able to do.
Good to know as the season approaches 13 days from now that you're hearing Lane Johnson say he's at his best ever.
Better.
That's awesome.
Than he was in his 20s.
Yeah. All right, Gary awesome. And Vineland. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Seltzer, where's my gondola music?
Yeah, you're
or,
right.
No bed?
Yeah, I should have
the gondola
bed ready.
I like that idea. The beds for every situation. Right. As long as we've got one with Last of the Mohicans, I'm good.
But, John, you want, like, Dirty Dancing constant, right?
Yeah.
Be My Baby? It wouldn't be a bed, I guess.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Richie, the cars are packed. We're heading for the drop-off at college.
Oh, no. Right now?
Right now.
Oh, good
on
luck.
On our way to Hawk Hill.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Way to go. I more power to you. Good luck. I hope you do better than I did. Have you done this with other children before?
No.
Just oh, boy.
My baby. First one.
Oh, good luck.
Are
Gary.
You breaking down at all? You sound strong right now.
He does. He sounds real strong.
I can't say for everybody in the car, but I'm staying strong.
How are you staying so strong? Good job.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm almost crying just thinking about it for you. So
there you go.
You can see her at the Phillies game next Friday.
Okay. Very nice.
The St. Joe's dance team is important.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really exciting.
All right, Gary, what do you got on one of our squats?
Can I give you, like, remember those MasterCard commercials? Can I give you a MasterCard commercial for the Eagles?
Sure.
Being an Eagles fan and heading into another great season after a second Super Bowl victory, and Jerry Jones still the Cowboys owner, priceless.
Very nice.
It really is. Gary, wait till the Jerry Jones audio we're about to play in a moment. It's another doozy on him and Micah Parsons.
I seen it. I can't believe this guy. Like we had a deal. No, you didn't have a deal. You had to talk to his agent. It's not like the 40s. Like
it's wild, man. It really is incredible.
Like, was there a cocktail napkin involved? Like, what? I just don't understand this guy.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing to me that he thinks that he can do this differently than every 31 other teams do it the way that it's done. I mean, Micah Parsons is in line to be the highest paid defensive player in the league, and he has spoken to that point. But this is not something that you can trick by waiting it out. This is not something that you get out from under by just waiting and pretending and procrastinating that it doesn't exist. Micah Parsons is going to have to get paid and guaranteed more money than anyone else who plays this game who's not a quarterback.
Or listen, they may trade him. I mean, that is really possible. That happens sometimes.
Speaking of waiting it out, I wish the Phillies would have watched what Howie does and signed Schwarber before the season. That contract's going to be a doozy.
I know.
Yeah, it's
and
really
it
getting
feels
complicated.
Like they have to put it off because of the nature of this season being a potential World Series season, and we know Howie Roseman wasn't negotiating with the Eagles during season. You don't think part of it?
Schwarber won.
Dombrowski talked about it. So for what it's worth, Dombrowski mentioned he did say in a recent interview that you don't want to, you know, if there are other guys who have contracts, you don't want to rock the boat a little bit. So he did allude to it
for what
it's worth.
If I'm Schwarber, I'm not talking to the Phillies now. I'll talk to you.
I agree with that, too. Yeah. I agree with both. I think both things could be true.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, I need an answer. A great scene with dancing.
One more thing. My wife was a flight attendant, and she said that is a thing with the fire truck.
Yeah. Oh, cool. What a cool tradition, man.
My scene with dancing, I bet you everybody in that studio at almost every wedding they've been to has the song has been played and the dance has been done. The shout scene from Animal Hell.
Yeah. All right, my man. All right, Gary, you got it. Another big scene for sure. Let's get to some audio of Jerry Jones because he's saying a lot. And, you know, maybe he's got a little bit of a point that maybe Micah's demands have been excessive. But when you hear Jerry Jones talk, the way he presents things doesn't shine a good light on him. Listen to the latest with Jerry Jones. This was yesterday. And he's pretty full of himself. Reminder for you, this is the final year of Micah's contract, year 5 of a rookie deal, but then he can be franchise tagged twice. That's why Jerry Jones is indicating they control him for 3 more years, which is technically true. But, come on, let's listen to Jerry Jones yesterday.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now, I am the cat that writes the check. Okay? Now, Micah's got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check. Okay? Micah's got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? Okay, he works for Micah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, he's so, there's arrogance there at the end.
It's amazing.
And right?
Also, just refusing to do business the way the business is done now. Like, it's crazy. You know, to Rhea's point earlier, what kind of person would say, I'm not going to talk to your agent? Like, that doesn't work anymore. That's something from 50 years ago. Like,
I will say this one thing in his defense. Theoretically, it could be a really unprofessional agent. I mean, it could be. What do I know?
He's not, though. He's very well regarded.
He's got a ton of clients. Yeah. He's,
Mulligetta,
I believe. Mulligetta. And he is he is the number one agent in the NFL. He has the most clients. He is a massive deal in the NFL, this guy.
Well, then Jerry Jones is causing himself more than a Micah Parsons problem.
Yeah.
It's going to impact other players, other positions, other years. I mean, that's wild. Hey, we got not one but two Twitter poll questions of the day about the Eagles, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, who do you think wins the corner job? Will it be Ja'Quarian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo, or someone currently not on the roster? Question two, who do you think wins the safety job? Will it be Sidney Brown, Andrew Makuba, or somebody not on the roster? You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.